VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. The partial shutdown of the U.S. government is no closer to a resolution, with President Donald Trump asserting Tuesday the shutdown will continue until his demand for funds to construct a U.S.-Mexico border wall are met. We get details from AP's Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Asked when the partial government shutdown might end, the president told reporters he can't say.
I can tell you it's not going to be open until we have a wall, a fence, whatever they'd like to call it. I'll call it whatever they want.
Digging in on his insistence that Democrats provide money to build the barrier, which they've refused. The shutdown's affecting some 800,000 federal workers, many of whom are being forced to work without pay for now. The president says they understand what's happening.
Many of those workers have said to me and communicated, stay out until you get the funding for the wall.
Without providing any examples, the president spoke in the Oval Office after offering holiday greetings via video conference to U.S. troops stationed around the globe. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
U.S. immigration authorities say an 8-year-old boy from Guatemala died in government custody early Tuesday, the second such death of an immigrant child in detention this month. AP correspondent Shelley Adler has details.
In a news release, U.S. Customs and Border Protection said the boy showed signs of potential illness Monday and was taken with his father to a hospital in New Mexico. That's where he was diagnosed with a cold and a fever and was given prescriptions for amoxicillin and ibuprofen. He was released Monday afternoon after being held 90 minutes for observation. The agency said the 8-year-old was taken back to the hospital Monday night with nausea and vomiting and died there just hours later. A 7-year-old Guatemalan girl died earlier this month after being apprehended by border agents. I'm Shelley Antler.
This is VOA News. Pope Francis urged people around the world this Christmas Day to see their differences as a richness, not a threat. AP's correspondent reports, Ben Thomas, that is, reports from Rome.
Some 50,000 tourists, pilgrims, and Romans flocked to St. Peter's Square on a mild, sunny day to hear Pope Francis deliver his Urbi et Orbi address, the traditional papal message to the city and the world. In it, Francis made a plea for stronger bonds among peoples, describing the world's differences as a richness, not a danger. And he prayed that all minorities have their right to religious freedom respected, noting that some Christians are celebrating Christmas in difficult, if not hostile, situations. He concluded by wishing everyone
Buon e Santo Natale.
A good and holy Christmas. I'm Ben Thomas.
Indonesian rescuers on Tuesday used drones and sniffer dogs to search for survivors along the devastated west coast of Java